In the name of one God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. Don't delay joy. That is a motto I found in my sister-in-law's bathroom years ago as she was starting to raise her family, attend to her husband, make time for her mother and friends, all while working full time. Oh, so many of you know exactly the energy and the commitment that entails. And all of us can relate to being faced constantly with the pull of responsibilities that leave us depleted versus making the sometimes hard choice to go ahead and put on your party shoes. Jesus's mother understood the wisdom of putting on our party shoes and not delaying joy. She understood that running out of wine was going to throw a monkey wrench into the wedding festivities. Running out of even bad wine would bring shame on the groom's family, the host of a 7-day wedding celebration. The family's joy, their deep satisfaction, was tied up with providing well for the community. And that joyfulness was at the risk of being completely decimated. Jesus's mother, now that would be Mary, though she is not named in the Gospel of John, Mary intercedes on behalf of the family. Even as Jesus hesitates, indeed, even as he initially shuts her down, she exhibits complete trust in his word. Do whatever he tells you. Note that in the Gospel of John, Mary is kept more in the dark than in the other Gospels. She does not know that there is a binding relationship between Jesus, her human son, and God. She does not know that in the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, as the prologue to this gospel announces. She did not have the benefit of a scary visit by Gabriel, the angel, telling her of what was to be. There were no meeting between Mary and her cousin Elizabeth, where Jesus is recognized. Scholars disagree as to what Mary knew, but it seems likely and logical that in this gospel, she intuitively knows the power her son possesses and unconditionally trusts that his very word can change devastation into dancing. The changing of water into wine is not a celebration of alcoholic beverages. Mm-mm. As a throng of folks can attest, God is not there. No, Mary's command to do whatever Jesus tells the servants is not about getting more wine or even the best silver oak. What it is about is trusting and developing deeper and deeper faith and resilience in order to follow God's call in the whole of our lives. This miracle story is a moment of epiphany. It is the first sign in John's book of signs that point to Jesus as the authentic revealer of God. In a moment when Jesus is unveiled as the light of the world, the source of life itself, Mary's intuition now comes out of the shadows and is made manifest, made crystal clear. Though it may seem hidden, God's light still shines in the darkest of days, even through the smoke and ash of our lives. Such a faith as Mary's and Martin Luther King Jr., Such a faith is so hard to come by sometimes. It can seem impossible to see any light or a glimpse of hope in dire circumstances of all kinds. Yet unexpected joy still insists on breaking in. This last Tuesday, even as people here and around the world were dreading yet another round of Santa Ana winds, two brave young women, asylees from Guatemala, stepped off a plane at LAX and walked into a brand new, unknown life. Each had one suitcase and the clothes on her back. They had no cell phones. They had no idea where they were going, but they trusted and they got in the car. They learned that a seatbelt was mandatory. They had on their party shoes, their shoes of great courage, trust, hope, faith, joy, and resilience. As did the representatives of St. Cross, though the shoes were nowhere near as sparkly, nowhere near. But the people who met them, fed them, and brought them here to their temporary home. They learned what excellent zucchini bread was and had their TV connected by Reverend Josh, who fixed the TV. Where did he go? Who fixed the TV even after falling down the stairs and breaking his elbow. Yep, as one does. Our guests walked the neighborhood with Carol Resnicek, met many along the way, and learned how they can get food and supplies at Vaughn's and CVS, and of course, Trader Joe's. Their sense of humor and openness delighted and inspired everyone they met, including Ellie. Because she was there when Dad fell down the stairs. Mm-hmm. And the light shone, revealing grace upon grace. My sister-in-law, the same one who reminds us not to delay joy, was evacuated from the Eaton fire. Even so, even in her anxiety, she sent me a joke that is circulating. You may have heard it. It goes, "Hi, I'd like to cancel my subscription to 2025. I've experienced the 14-day free trial, and I'm definitely not interested." All of us can relate to this sentiment. While we do not have the power to turn the clock back, we do have the power and the privilege as followers of Jesus to not delay in bringing the light of Christ into the world. We can join with Mary and Martin Luther King Jr. and with all those who have come before to affirm that we are not alone. There is a light that shines brightly in the darkness. God is here. There is hope. There is love. There are hands and hearts to help all around us. In our devastation and sadness, look closely and you can start to perceive all the party shoes. Unbelievable courage, incredible generosity, unexpected acts of kindness, words of comfort and hope. Prayers ascending from around the globe. The best of humanity made manifest. Grace upon grace. All of these are signs of Christ's love. All of these are party shoes. Go ahead and put them on because it is how joy is unleashed and thrives. The jars of wine are full and waiting. The music is playing. Dancing has begun. Each and every one of us is invited to the feast. Amen.